Today, I'm going to sort of create a sales page in front of you. Now, it obviously won't be a finished article. It will be absolutely impossible for me to create a sales page in an hour or two. I obviously have pre-prepared some text, and I'm basically going to be using Optimized Press 2 to build out the page. Now, what I want to show you, first of all, with Optimized Press, they have a couple of areas where you can sort of get some templates. Obviously, one of them is the marketplace. If I click on marketplace, hopefully I won't be logged out. You can see we have lots and lots of different templates. We have sales pages, landing pages, thank you pages, business sites. You can see all of the different pages here. And if we view the sales pages, you'll see there is lots and lots of different types of pages. Now, depending on what you're selling, depending on the material you have, depending on what you're writing, what the product is, whatever, if you've already have ready-made material, obviously you might want to sort of go with something along those lines of what you have. But I recommend that you use an optimized press template because it just makes things so much easier. And what I've been using, let me just bring this page up, is one called Impact. Now, as you can see in the Optimized Press Marketplace, this costs $11. So if I wanted this template, let me just bring it up for you so I can show you. I think I keep this image here. You can preview any page there. I'm sure there's a way to actually bring it up properly, but can't see it at the moment. But basically, it will cost me $11. Okay. So for $11, I can have a template I can work from. Now, obviously, like I said, if you've already got a ready-made sales page, you might have something you can work from. It's really down to what you have. But what I also want to point out is, if I just go back, if we go to the Clubhouse, this is actually a monthly membership site. A lot of the templates are free. So for a monthly fee, let's take some time on board, you can look at templates and you can download them for free. Now, there's absolutely tons and tons and tons of pages in here. As you can see, we've got webinar pages, sales pages, lots and lots and lots of different templates. And the good thing about Optimized Press is to sort of keeping up to date with current trends. You see a lot of these sort of video backgrounds and image backgrounds, and there's lots and lots and lots of stuff getting added constantly. So if you're investing in Optimized Press, I personally would recommend you invest in the Clubhouse as well. Obviously, you don't have to, and you just buy the template as you go, but for what you pay, I think it's about $19 per month, you do get a lot of stuff, okay? Okay, right then. So, we are at the dashboard. If you remember last week, I just bring the pages up. We've got, our module, the PDF material, video training, etc., etc., okay? Now, what we need to do is we need to add a new page. Now, I hope I get this right. Page builder, give it a name. Now, I'm just going to call this sales, but you can call this anything you want. Okay, and you can check the availability here. If you haven't got many pages, you shouldn't have any problems, but it'll just tell you. Then you can start from a blank page, or you can use a content template. Now, obviously, if you've purchased a content template, that will be downloaded as a zip file, okay? And I just show you, it's here on my desktop. There's the Impact Sales Page template there on my desktop. So we click on user content template and then we click on upload. Now I've already uploaded this template just testing things. If you click that link there, you can then choose the file, and I'm not going to obviously do it again in case it causes problems, but then I will just select that file and upload it. Okay, and when you've done that, you can go to step two. Hold on, I didn't do that right. Let me just close this. Let me go back. I don't know if I might create the page here, so let me just quickly have a look. I did, so let me trash that. I'm going to empty the trash. Let's try that again. So page builder, Hope this is going to work now. Okay. Contact template. That's it. Once it's uploaded, it will appear below. I had actually selected this page here. So I'm looking for the impact template I've uploaded, which is near the bottom, I think. Okay. I've either missed it, or I do need to upload it. So let's try uploading. There it is. I'm starting to panic now. So we choose a page, move to the next step, and then upload our templates. Okay. First thing I'm going to do is save and continue. You know this. You know the drill now, guys. Save and continue, and then we can start working on our page. Okay. So the same rules will apply. You're going to see me sort of build this page almost like I was building my members area, but the only difference is I have sort of text ready. So let me just go and get that. I can open this text document. And this is sort of one of my older pages just in text format, okay? And I'm just going to show you how I will build this out. Now, what I do want to point out, guys, is this is obviously a first draft, okay? You know, this page will dramatically change over time. I'm just going to sort of show you some of the features of Optimize Press and how you can put this together. Okay? So the first thing I've got is a sub headline. So I'm just going to copy this. I'm going to go to my page. Let me just close this keynote. And this is a sub headline here. I'm going to edit this. And the reason I'm doing this first is for a reason. Let me just paste that in. If you remember last week, we switched to HTML to stop the format there and getting removed. So hopefully that's going to stay the same. I'm just going to drag this above the headline. And now I'm going to insert my headline. Okay. Let's see how this looks. Okay. So again, this headline. It's just a basic headline. Discover the insider secrets to generating all the traffic your website can handle. One of the key areas here is without ever spending a single cent. Now, what I tend to do is make sure that the headline is symmetrical. Hopefully that will look better now. Okay, so that's my headline. That headline may change over time, and what I do end up doing is split testing headlines, which I'll show you when my product is live, and I'll show you how to sort of use different headlines using JVZ. It's got a brilliant feature. Now, if I just save this, I'll just quickly actually show you the template, something I should have done. As you can see, we've got room to add a video, we've got bullet points here with just basic standard Libsyn DAW text, sub-headlines, more dummy text, and just basically, if I just keep scrolling, we've got, you know, areas here where you can just add screenshots and bullet points, etc., etc. Okay? Now you can see how actually this can be turned into a, you know, an attractive looking page. You can just fill in the blanks and add your content. Okay? So that's it there. Okay? So we have got the attention by the head with the headline. We've got a sub headline, the headline. And by the way, I always like a little sub-headline, just something along those lines. As for this logo area, I probably won't add this. I would probably remove it, but I'll do all of this later. Now, this area here, I'm going to ignore for now. If I have a sales video at a later date, this can just plug straight in here. I don't have one ready. When it comes to getting sales videos created, you know, there's lots and lots of places you can do. You can do this yourself using, as I show in your Keynote, using PowerPoint. You can actually get sales pages created. You get a sales video created, a very, very good one, for less than $200. Just go to places like Elance. Even places like Fiverr, you can sometimes get stuff created as well. So, you know, it's up to you, but I'll sort of show you that later on. Bullet points I'm going to leave as well. And, you know, again, if I just want to go in and edit here, though, let's just take an example, I want to go in here. Just give me a quick example here. Again, you can see how quickly and easy you can just attempt it. Simple like that. Let me just save. Okay. I'm actually going to, let me just see my text, my page text. Okay, so now here's my little introduction here, okay? From the office of John Thornhill. Subject, easy traffic generation methods anyone can follow. I always try and have some sort of subject, you know, whatever that may be. That could be subject, losing weight effectively and easily, getting more subscribers for 30 minutes work per day, whatever it may be, just something to grab a little bit of attention. Okay, so I'm just going to take this and copy it. Okay, now this section here, I actually don't want to use. Now, if you want to use something, you can edit it, you can clone it. There's lots and lots of options here. Play around with it and you will see. If you don't want it, just delete it. Okay? Again, I'm going to save. And now I'm going to add my text, okay? So I'm just going to edit this text here. I'm just going to bold. Actually, this section here. I'm not sure I've spelled it right. And what I'm going to try and do, guys, I'm going to try and speed this up, because I imagine you've been watching me do all of this. You know, some of it is very, very basic, like adding text. I'm just going to take this sub-headline. Now, we could either use this section here. Let me just do that. Or we could have created a new headline. Let me just insert this. Okay, or we could have added an element here. Pick the headline, added the text. Obviously, it's entirely how you want to write your page. Okay, that was actually, I removed the formatting by not using HTML. So, carrying on. I'm starting to tell a story now, okay? The story basically is, if you've been trying to pay for traffic in the past and you failed, I've been there, I've done that, I got banned by Google. This is actually one of the main selling points of this product, okay? Is a sort of, the shock factor is I got banned by Google, I couldn't pay for traffic, it never worked for me, and I had to sort of learn how to generate traffic myself. Okay, so that's sort of how this story goes, okay? Let me just copy this, okay? And again, I'm just going to add this text here. And insert. Okay, straightforward stuff. And again, I'm going to get another subheadline. Give me 1 second, guys. I just want to check what images I've got, because I do know I have some images ready. Remember earlier I said about using graphics and screenshots and things like that? This is a section, this is sort of one of the main parts of my sales page to sort of grab attention. So this is actually an image, this part. So I'm going to add the element here. It's actually an image. I'm just going to select the file. Which is this image here. That needs to be centered, just a little, you know, make sure everything is the way you want it, and insert. Now let me just save and continue. And let me just view this page. So far, let's see what we have. This logo won't be here. We've got the headline. You know, we've got, you know, showing you how to put bullets in. You can imagine lots of bullet points here with the video playing. From the home office of John Thornhill, talking about lazy generation traffic methods. I actually don't like this. I probably will change. I will change that. So then we go into the first sort of attention grabbing part of the page. Okay, this is definitely, you know, identifying a problem. I'm not the only internet marketer that has had their Google account shut down. I know for a fact I'm not. And I'm not the only internet marketer out there who has tried to drive traffic by paying for it and failed. And a lot of people here will be saying, yeah, that happened to me. You know, I couldn't. You know, every time I tried to drive traffic using Google AdWords, I lost money. And people will be agreeing. So that's how the story is going. Okay, now let me just, without sort of really messing about with the page, let me see if I can do something about this. This, for some reason, wasn't showing as a headline. Let me see if this works. It may not, or it may. Let me just try 36 pixels. I'll leave it as it is. If it doesn't work, I'm not going to... No, it's not working for some reason. I'm not going to mess about with that. But I definitely wouldn't use this area here. I don't even know if it let me drag it out. Let me try just dragging this out. Obviously, we've got white on white, which is not the best plan. But if I go HTML, can we change that to a black color? Yeah, that sort of worked. Okay, so now I can delete this. Again, just play around, guys. You know, remember I'm doing this live as well, so the pressure is right on. But, you know, that's my subheadline. I can remove that. And I would definitely only have this on one line, so I would probably reduce the font a little bit to make it fit on one line, or take a word out, or make sure it's sort of symmetric, like headline up here. Okay, like the look, you know, the look of the page, as I said, is very, very, very important. Kathy's asking, what about products like InstaBuilder that was selling this past week? Kathy, you don't have to use OptimizePress 2. You can use any software you want. Just this is what I use. If you're happy using something else, such as InstaBuilder, what will probably do something like this, then go for it. Okay, so carrying on. We've got another sort of part where people are. I'm identifying the problems still, okay? The next step is my camera shut down, that's already done. And I think it's as far as I'm talking about Google not wanting my business, telling people they don't want your business. So let's just quickly add this as text. I will try and go as quickly as I can with these parts because it is basic stuff. Insert. Yeah. Save. And the next main part of the page is now me sort of telling my success story. I don't rely on Google for any of my traffic. What I'm going to do is I'm going to copy this subheadline, and I'm going to show you a little trick I do with OP2. I always want to make sure that my subheadline fonts are the same. You know, you can easily sort of make a mistake and have a different size headline or a different font, and that's when pages start to look bad, when you have different types of fonts and different colors. So I'm just going to duplicate this using this tool here. Copy to. I'm just going to drag it down to where I need it. I'm just going to drop it. I'm going to edit it and put in the text I want. Okay, so now we've got a new subheader. Again, you know, remember with templates, you've got all of these different areas down, like I was showing you earlier, you've got all of these areas here. I'm not really going to go into sort of editing these because they speak for themselves. You just click edit and you can put your headlines and points, you know, whatever it may be. I'm just going to quickly try and build a page up here. So I close that. So now I'm talking about not relying on Google for any of my traffic. Okay, so let's go back to my copy. Now I'm talking about the truth is that most traffic generation methods involve Google, and in my opinion, it's a shaky way to rely on traffic. And I actually completely, you know, I 100% believe in this. If you're relying on one traffic method for your business, if Facebook, Google, whatever it may be, it's a shaky way to sort of run a business because the rules can change overnight. We've all heard of these Google slaps, the pandas and penguins, or whatever they were called, and how Google can just change things overnight and your business is gone. So, you know, that's what I talk about here. And again, I want people to sort of be nodding in agreement. Yes, John, I get what you're saying. It is very, very risky relying on Google. So let's just get that in. And that's where the story is going. Now I go, into the point is because I don't rely heavily on Google, I don't care what they do. And I'm being honest here, I don't. Yes, I get some traffic from Google, but most of my traffic comes from other traffic sources, which obviously I reveal in the product. So now we need to add some sort of proof. Okay, and this is where the images come in. So let me just okay. So obviously, I've got screenshots of proof, and again, this is where you need screenshots if whatever you're teaching, be it you know, list building, weight loss, whatever. You need to show proof. If you can't provide proof, then people won't believe what you're saying or what you're trying to sell. So obviously here, I have a screenshot of me getting 16,364 visits in 1 year. This is absolutely true. 10,000 visits a day before. You can see there's over 50,000 visitors there in a minimum of 2 years. And that was basically from one of my product launches. And the traffic was mostly affiliate traffic. I'll tell you guys, you know, that's where it came from. And make sure that's gone in. Where's that gone? So there's one proof element. Let me just save that. Let me add another proof element. And this is basically, let me see. Server traffic. What I'll have to quickly do is, so I've got two images here. I'm just going to quickly add this and then do it one more time. Exactly the same again, another element, image, select the file. And insert the image, save. We can refresh this page and just quickly make sure everything's looking good. Now remember, this is obviously your first draft, guys. You know, you have to understand I'm doing this live. I am really feeling the pressure here. But you know, it's looking good. It's looking good. I've got a couple of questions here. Ken's asking, what sort of proof could you give for something like self-confidence building? I would say, Ken, that might, I mean, probably testimonials or, you know, your story. If you tell your story about maybe how you didn't have confidence. But yeah, I think testimonials would be the way to go there. If you became more confident in what you were doing, let's say speaking on stage, you know, it's a big thing for me. I'm terrified of ever speaking on stage, but if I did speak on stage, and let's say I was selling an offer from the back of the room and I made $50,000 in sales, you know, selling something, that will be the proof element. You know, so if you become more confident, you overcome something, be it doing a live webinar, be it, you know, recording sales videos, whatever it may be. If that then gets you better results, there's your proof element. Okay. So let's just put some text in here. We'll put it here. So we'll add an element, which will be text. Obviously, you know, remember from last week, guys, you've got lots of elements. Just add that. And while this is an element, this is more of a section here. These are sections. You can add new rows. Let me actually just show you this. I think it's quite important. If I click on add new row, you can see you've got lots of different layouts. One column, two columns, complex layouts, feature areas. You could possibly just use this to build your sales page. I mean, that there, that feature area, could possibly be a sales page with headlines, bullets, video, benefits. So just want to point that out. Those are featured areas, okay? So you've got elements and featured areas, which is the add new row, okay? John's asking, with the template type page, do graphical images not get used anymore? Well, that's something I'm actually going to mention at the end. You can have a graphical page created. You know, you could give, I've got a guy where I can give him all of his text, just give him it and send him a graphical sales page. He will charge me about between $300 and $500 to do that. I don't have to do any work. Or you can just have, you know, you can take screenshots, have some headlines created, have some, you know, covers created for your ebook or whatever, and do it that way as well. But I like graphical pages, but I also think you can get very, very good looking pages with OP too. Okay. Subheadline, let's just copy this. Again, I'm just going to use this now to show you, but I probably wouldn't stick with it. But let me just put it in. And now we're going to get into bullets. So let me just add that. Again, I probably won't keep that. Just want to make sure you're aware of this, guys. But I'm just showing you how you can, you know, use the template. Let me just refresh. There we go. I don't think that doesn't look very good because it's sort of heading a bullet. It's headline for bullets, and I don't think I would use that. But, you know, let me just carry on. So now we're going to add bullets. I'm going to add an element here. I'm going to add the bullet list. I think it's bullets. Let me just quickly double check. Actually, it's not the bullets yet. It's actually my, I'm introducing the product. So hold on. So let me add an element. This is an image with text aside. This is a good way to do this. So the first thing I'm adding is I'm adding 20 powerful modules. I'm sure I have an image for that. Let me just double check. Let me just have a look. Yeah, it will be this money graphic. So let's have the image to the right. So it's 20 powerful traffic modules in money format. Text, which is this section here. And I need to select an image, and it's going to be the multi image, which is this image here. Okay, let's add that. Okay, I think that looks okay. Maybe that text there could be smaller. Let me see if I can. I don't really want to spend too much time messing about, but I just want to. I don't know if there's a way to change the headline size, so maybe that'll have to stay the way it is for now. I do know for a fact that text should be the line, so hold on. select all, left align. Okay, we'll just leave that like that for now. This I'm not happy with. Let me just take the word traffic out just to show you how it looks better. Now, oh, it still doesn't fit. Hold on. Let me just try one more thing. Maybe if I reduce the size of the image, okay, that will take a while. I'm not going to mess about with that, guys. I really don't want to be sort of having you sit watching me try and mess about with this. And this time we're doing the same image with text aside, and this time the image will be on the other side. So this is going to be the report, which is the Simple Traffic Solutions report. And the text and that's going to be left aligned. Let me just see that goes in and set up my file, which is a report graphic, check what I've got. I'm not seeing it. So what I'm going to use, I'm just going to use this worksheet graphic to sort of let you see how this works. My bad, I should have had a report graphic. Okay, one more just to do the mind map. Try and go as quick as I can. You see we have the worksheet as well, so I'll just do the three and insert. And that needs to be left aligned. My bad. Okay, let's have a quick look at this section. Looks okay. The calendar could look better with these sub-headlines, but you're getting the idea. What I am going to do now, I'm going to change this, let me see the best way to do this, hold on. I'm going to add another element, which is going to be an image. So I do have a sort of introduction image, which will make sense in a moment. I do believe it's this image here. And I think just the main thing I'm trying to put across here, guys, is how simple once you start playing with OP2 this can be. So I'm going to drop that there. I want to delete this, I don't need it. I'm going to save. And I'm going to refresh. So we have this section here, and there we go. I think that looks okay. Ken's asking, did you have to buy all of the graphics? Yes, all of the graphics I have created on all of my sites, Ken, gets done from Steve at JFX1. I did provide a link in last week's training. There's lots and lots of places you can get graphics from, and unless you are a professional, you should outsource this part of the process. So that's that. This is definitely down to the image size, so if you had a smaller image this would fit better. So just bear that in mind. If I just reduce the size of this image, it would definitely look better. So we've got that there. Again, this could have been in here, just broken down with screenshots. You can imagine those three images could have definitely been put here with little descriptions and titles. Okay, just bear that in mind with Optimize Press 2 and the templates. So let's see what else we've got. Right, now we're going to go into bullet points. So now I'm just going to put another sub-headline. So let me just, I'm going to duplicate, this is going to take some dragging downwards. I'm just going to do it this way. I'm going to duplicate, I got the right page. Okay, let's duplicate this and drag all the way down. And leave it there. Okay, now we want to get into the bullet points. Very, very important with any sales pages, you have a bullet points of benefits, okay? Benefits, that's going to show the reader what they're going to learn, what's going to happen if they follow your training, and the sort of things they can learn, okay? Now, I'm just clicking, let me just go back. You can have large or small, I'm just going to go large. You can change this icon. You can upload your own graphic. There's lots and lots of things you can do here, okay? I'm just going to use this star. Yeah, that would do. And now, as you can see, you can use your own image if you want. Now I'm going to list some items. Now, I don't think I list all the bullets, so we could be here a long time. And let me just quickly see how many I find this quick. Let me see. So I add new. So I'm taking too long, so I carry on. Yeah. I'm going to insert that, see what that looks like. There we go. Doesn't look too bad, I think that looks quite nice. I just want to point out as well, you could be putting these bullets in on different backgrounds or different colours. Like here we've got the sort of beigey background to sort of help create the page up as well. I don't really want to know, I don't know if I can attempt to do this. Things might start going wrong because we're live, but let me see. Let's just delete this and delete this. Obviously if you don't want to use anything, just delete it. I don't know if this is going to work, so it doesn't. You'll have to forgive me. So we've got two elements here, which is a double row. We don't want that, we want a single row. Like I said, this might not work. So we've got a row here. And let's see if I can drag them down. Let me duplicate it, because then if it goes wrong, I can delete it. So let's see if we can drag this down to here. See, that fits. Hold on, we're getting that. Yeah, for some reason we can't have the new rule. No, I'm not going to carry on. But I think you see the point I'm trying to do here, guys. The time is, hold on, just looking. Let me just. Some reason we don't have the new rule getting added, and I don't know why. I don't really want to so I'll try once more. No, I want to delete it. Okay, so we're just going to stay with the bullets we have, which is here. First of all, guys, are you following me here? Is this making sense? I hope I'm not complicating the issue. The fact that I'm doing this live should prove that, you know, just with a little bit of practice, I definitely don't consider myself an OP2 expert, but, you know, I know enough to sort of, yeah, John's saying yes. And Ken's just saying one of my ideas, sell all your downloads. Would you use the same style of sales page? The ones that single high drop your ClickBank are a lot simpler than yours. I would say, Ken, if you're seeing other people selling similar products, look at what they're doing. You know, that's going back to doing research. You know, this is just, I'm just showing you sort of how to play around with OP2. You will see a lot of very, very complicated pages with OP2. You will also see a lot of similar pages with OP2. It's really just down to your imagination, okay? What I want to get to now, let me just make sure I saved. I just wish I could have shown you that with another background. I don't even think. Let me just see. No, I'm not going to get into the technicalities and the complicated stuff. I just want to try and keep it simple. Okay, so we've got a subheadline. Let me see if we can. So these can be deleted. Be careful I don't go delete something I don't want to. Let's use this subheadline, all the traffic you can handle. Let me see where we're at with my template. So this is plain text. We need to add a row. It's just going to work this time. And add the element, which is text. Oops. And just drag this down. Okay. Another little subheadline. This time I'll just duplicate this. Edit. Insert. Now we're going back to bullet points. Let me just see if we can. Just thinking the best way to do this. Delete that. Add elements. Hold on 1 second. I'm determined to add a colored background with bullets. Let me just try this first. No, it's not working. Let me just try a section break. I'm actually going to insert this up here. Now I am really, really gambling here. I can delete anything I don't want, like this. Now let's see if we can edit this. Go back, add a bullet block. Let's choose that icon this time. Let's add new. Let's add another one. Incidentally, guys, I just want to point out these bullets are sort of invoking curiosity. You don't tell people what you reveal, like exactly, you just tell them how. Like, for example, how to drive the right kind of traffic to your website. It's all well and good driving traffic, unless you know how to drive traffic. It's targeted to users. You're trying to sort of invoke people's curiosities here, but at the same time, sort of the selling points. Now, I'm just going to see if this is working. It is. Brilliant. So now, let's just, what was it? I've got to move this down, haven't I? Where am I? Okay, so I need to move this up. It's getting messy now, I think, with the, let's see if I can drop this here. And this again, I love this feature with OP2. You can just drag and drop. I'm going to just save this here. And I'm just going to take this headline. And I'm actually just going to edit this one. It's you will also learn. So I know, you know. I'm just going to finish this off. I'm just going to edit this bullet point again. And you'll see why I did this one once it's ready. Remember, bullets are really all about benefits, okay? We've got lots of them here. Oops, that wasn't very good. I am guessing anyone watching this recording will be skipping sections, because I know I would be, especially parts like this where it is repetitive. But obviously when you're writing your page, unfortunately this is some of the stuff you have to do. Two more, so hold on. Right, let's see what this looks like. Okay. So that's our original bullet list. That's our new bullet list. Now, if you see the different color, I mean, we can go and change the color of the background. I'm just going to quickly see what works out. I think it's here, just make sure, where is it here, hold on, yeah, I think it's here, background colour. Now obviously, I'm just showing you this for showing you purposes, you can have sort of different shades, it's just even lighter, hopefully it's going to work. But there you go, that looks horrible, but you get the idea. So you can change the colour. That is really, really bad. I'm actually going to, I have to change that, that is hurting my eyes. So let me just quickly go in and make this really light. So you get the idea, and the thing about this is it breaks the page up. If you remember I was talking earlier about our text, if you've got a lot of text going on, this breaks it up. You know, we've got little, you know, a section here what sort of stops people in their tracks and gets them to read. So that's, you know, one of the reasons we do that. And also, just to point out, you can have images here. One very, very popular thing with OP2 is, I'm not going to actually do this, but I'll quickly show you. I think it's here as well. You can add a background image here. So that could, you know, I'm sure you've seen these sales pages with images right in the background, big images. That's how you would do it there. So you could have a section with an image in the background. Okay, how am I seeing yellow, please? I'm just going to do that. Let's just do that. I hope you mean for this section here, Colin. So I would click here. I don't know what yellow's going to look like, but let's just do it. Fading to a grey type of. That's not too bad. I probably wouldn't go with that, but again, this is showing you how easy this is, okay guys? Very, very easy. Now, Ken's just saying how OP2 looks really, really good. John's asking, what about security aspects? I don't know what you mean, John, if you want to sort of expand on that. I mean, we're using WordPress, and WordPress does have issues, like, let's say it. You just have to make sure it's up to date. One more thing about WordPress is, when your sales page is done, you can back up your blog. You can have it on another server. You can clone your blog. You can clone your page. So it's very, very good for backing things up. So anyway, I'm going to carry on. Now, I'm sort of coming to a recap now here. I'm sort of reassuring, the reader that it's not hard. You can do this. It is doable. Now, again, I'm not using these features here, which I probably should have been doing. I could have here, and you could just fill in the blanks here. PDF downloadable content, there is, just add some little text here. Premium training, yes, you can add that, upload. I don't know about that bit, but, you can easily change these. I just want to show you. I think it's, let me see. Click on the image, and then you get to see all the images you can use. Now, where are cloud images coming from? Let's see if I can find them. You can see how you can just play around and make things look really, really different. I'm wondering if these are probably personally designed by the page creator. You probably recognize a few of these images from the quiz area. But yeah, they are probably already created. So if you wanted a specific image, you would go to your graphic designer and say, look, I want a specific image, okay? But a lot of these you could just add text to, as you can see. So I'm just going to scroll past that. Now, we're coming to almost the reassurance section. So let me just add this. Let me strip you. Let me just do this bit first. I'm going to put this in here by editing. This is a testimonial actually, so this is for one of the workers. Actually, I'm going to stop that. I'm going to make this a text block. So if I go back, I make this a text block. And then paste. And that font is the wrong color, so let's make it white. No pressure, John. How do we do it? Now, where is it? There we go. Let's add an element. Actually, hold on. Duplicate. This is just my way of doing this. You might find another way, but this is just how I do it. Can we drop this here? Yeah. Can we take this headline? Edit. White. Oh, hold on, let me just select it. Okay, let's save that. Let's have a quick look. So obviously you would imagine this was fill in the blanks, and then we're going into different style. I don't know if that would be maybe something I'd stick with, but you can see how this works, okay? Right, this section here, let me see where I'm at with my copy. Hold on. Basically, I'm at the call to action now. I'm coming to the call to action. This could be, again, you could fill in the blanks here. I think that looks really good, that section. This could actually be, if I just scroll up, this section here, remember you can drag and drop anywhere on the page. Right, John's just saying about the security, stop hackers and spammers. I mean, this is just a sales page, John, so I'm still not 100% sure what you're meaning. Hackers and spammers will hack and spam no matter what type of sales page you have. If someone's after you or whatever you're doing or going to hack you, I just make sure, things like WordPress and all of the plugins are up to date. It's one of the most important things you can do. And with the latest version of WordPress, it automatically updates, which is brilliant. So, you know, as long as you're up to date and you're, you know, careful with passwords and things like that, you should be fine. So I'm going to lay this here where you can see where you can add that content there. Now I'm going to get the right page. I'm going to just get the testimonials up now. Now then, I'm going to show you how to add two testimonials. I'm going to, I'm going to edit this text first. Let me see how this works. First of all, we select this file. I've definitely got an image of a testimonial. Desktop, testimonials. I've got one from Randy Smith. This actually has, I don't think, anything to do with this product. I can't remember. I'm just showing you how to do this. So let's just see what this looks like as a picture. This will be Randy Smith. Won't have a link URL. You can put a link in like so where people can read, but you don't want anything where people can click and leave your page. So I'm just going to get the text. You can find it. Desktop, Randy Smith. Just open this up. It actually is about simple traffic solutions. Paste. I can remove that because it's going to be building by the. You see, it's took the formatting out, so hold on. Let me just put a space there. And there. That will do, hopefully. That looks okay, but could possibly look better. Let me just try something. Let me drag here. There we go. Now, just one little thing about Optimize Press as well. If I go back, you see we've got different styles. You know, I can choose this one and just save, and it changes it. Again, it looks a bit narrow, but let me just try one more, see if I can find a wider one. Unless it's a style of, maybe insert it and try this one. Again, you can sort of get an idea. What I'm also going to show you guys is a video testimonial. I'm going to delete this one. Just want to see it to make sure I'm up to date. I'm going to add a video. Video clear. It's embed code. Now, well, I just want to show you a little something here. Hopefully this will work. Embed. I actually can't remember the size of the video, so I'm just going to leave it as it is. Although this may not be the right size, but let me just put that in. Let me save. Let me go and refresh. There's Randy's testimonial. That's Sue. You can clearly see that's not right. I think I might have the size. Let me just quickly. I should have noted the size. Let's try 640x360. Let's just try that. Let's see if. That looks okay. And obviously you'll have, you know, maybe a little headline here saying testimonial, and then when I click play.
Hello everyone.
Please. Okay. So we've got a video testimonial and a text testimonial there. The next step, let me see. No more questions. Okay. You guys are very quiet tonight. And I am aware we have been on nearly 90 minutes, so I will try and wrap up. Let me just quickly get to where we need to be. here. Again, this is a good little section here. You know, you could easily reword this. You could, you know, you could have access to our Facebook group, which takes all of 20 seconds to set up. Complete resources. You can see how this can easily be reworded. So I'm going to actually leave that like that. I'm going to see what I need now. Complete package image up here. Hold on. Where are we? Yep, I'm in. How do I get started? Oh, we already got that. Hold on, guys. Sorry about this. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, it's, I mean, this is a sort of call to action. I mean, this is where I want people to sort of say, yeah, I mean, what do I have to do? And it's very, very, very important you tell people what they have to do. So, I'm actually going to just duplicate that. So I like that headline. I mean, how do I get started? Where were we? There we go. I'm guessing about 15 minutes and I'll be done, guys. Tops. Then we can do some showing here. let me just duplicate this. Drag here. Right, it's just standard text I'm going to use. Just remember you can, you know, jazz it up, have different colour backgrounds. There's lots and lots and lots of things you can do. Left align. Okay. I do believe I have my graphic wire now. Complete package image. Okay. And an element. Image. Excuse me. I'm really not sure what image I need to add. I need to go and check. I'm just going to use this one. And it's maybe the right one. Maybe that's why it didn't work earlier. I add that to the page. I just want to drag this up. I'm actually going to duplicate this again. Let me just board this. This should possibly be bored. But I'm going to add another. I'm just going to duplicate this image. It will all make sense in a moment. Just a bonus. Very, very important you have some sort of bonus. This could be something else you quite pay a lot wise. And try and put a price on your bonuses as well. You know, worth $97, worth $47, whatever. I actually don't do it here, but this is a, you know, a very good bonus. It's live trading. I'm just going to... It's just sort of getting people to act now as well. If you remember, I said you want to give a reason for people to act now, and you will receive the following bonus. I'm actually going to make this just regular now, because I'm guessing it's going to go into two lines. Yeah. Let me just... change that to now. Okay. Just want to quickly see how this looks. There we go. Again, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time improving this, but you get the idea. Now we're almost at the final section. Actually, hold on. Regular text. And finally, I do believe, before we get to the, yep, guarantee, again, always have a guarantee. What we do here, let me just quickly look, we have an element, we have a guarantee. Again, this is why I love OP2. What kind of guarantee do you want? We'll have 60 days on this one. Let's just drag this up. I do believe, let me just quickly check, can we add text underneath? I'm not, no. Again, look at all the different choices you've got. You've got lots and lots of choices. 60 days it is. Another text box. Just take this text. I just want to see if I can drag this. I don't think we can put it inside. No. Nearly there. Okay, I just want to check out. I'm just going to quickly just stick an image. I'm sure I've got another image I need to put in here. I just want to quickly show you how just a simple image, if it's there, this guy here can just break up a page and make it look much more attractive. If I just drag this to here and just save and continue. Okay, so there's a page looking really good. Now let me see the final section before we get to the buy button. Order box. Definitely have an order box. You can see there's not a lot of choice, but let's just see what this looks like. I can take text. I tend to have bullets here, so let me just see if we can. Let's see if we can do this. Let me. A quick way to do this, hopefully. Yeah. I'm just pressing backspace and then enter to do this. Again, you will spend a lot more time than me on this. I'm just going to put spaces in as well. So holding down shift and pressing enter just to stop another bullet appearing. I don't know how this is going to look, but we'll see. And insert. I think that looks okay. The buy button, let me just see if I can drag this in here. I don't know if I can. Just use this one. Obviously that will link to your payment URL, which I'll show you. And let's just update this. And let's We can leave all of that. We can delete this, we don't need it. Let's just save. Nearly done. Okay, and then we have a recap. I'm actually just going to take all of this. Oh, hold on, let me have just this section here. Let's just duplicate this. I think that looks okay as it is, but let me just scroll. Come drop this here. A text block. One more thing, I tend to add as well, right at the bottom. There's another button. There's one more little element. Always have a support link at the bottom of your page. Opening a new window, so it keeps people on your page. Let's just insert that. Let's save and continue. And there we go. Okay, like I say, this was very, very quick. This is very, very rough. This page probably would never convert, but you'll get the idea. What you need to be doing is looking at other pages and modeling, you know, the successful pages, but you get an idea how this works, okay? I just want to quickly check one little thing. I just want to see if I had a signature. I usually use an image for my signature, but you get the idea, guys, okay? So that's it. That's the page. Like I say, very rough, but done in front of you guys. And I'm sure you can take what you've learned tonight and then start creating your own pages, okay? Just remember that there are lots and lots and lots of elements. I can't stress how many elements there are by just, you know, there's tons of things you can add. There's arrows, you know, snippets, audio, bullets, buttons. You can see there's, you know, calendars where you can add today's date. Absolutely tons of stuff. And you can see I'm not even a quarter of the way down the page. There's lots and lots and lots of different things. Play around with it because that's how you will learn how to use it. Okay? Right then. Any questions, guys? Because for some reason you guys are quiet tonight. And actually, Dave's just seeing why. Two eyes, two ears, one mouth, use that in order. Why? Learning and listening. Brilliant, Dave. Right, let's see what we've got. Let me just bring up the questions on this computer. I'm actually on three computers tonight, believe it or not. Right, where are we? Questions. Okay. Carolyn's saying, can you go back to the yellow and enlarge the font size and bold the first five words in each line, or is necessary to emphasize what's been said? Let me see if I can do that. I don't mind doing this. So you want me to... And obviously you can imagine a video playing at the top. You know, we have some sound and interactive elements. Right. Enlarge the font size and bold the first five words. Okay, I don't know if I can do that with this, actually. Don't think we can do that. This is going to be in the advanced options. Let me see. We're getting into sort of different territory now. If I really wanted to do this, Carolyn, what I would probably do, I want to see if I can do it and prove it. To not prove it, but show you. Let me just take this text. I will probably have to add an element. I'm guessing this is what you mean. The only problem we're going to have here is no image, no bullet. But that's what you would do. It's certainly possible. I'm just trying to think how we would do this. Another option, I just want to show you this. This is something else you could possibly do. I'm going to screen grab this. So I pressed Command, Shift and 4 on a Mac. It'll be obviously different on Windows. But let me just screen grab this. Okay. There's the image there, the screenshot of this. If I add that element as an image, I don't know if this is going to work, but we will see. Oh, I didn't bother text, did I? But you get the idea. Yeah, that worked. So I'm actually going to do this. I have to do this. No, I can't still. No, I'm trying to think how we would do this. How would we board this text? That is a tricky one. And the thing I want to point out, guys, is you watch me do this from scratch, okay? But remember, you can go to the clubhouse or the marketplace, and you can use any of these templates. And I just want to see if I can find a way to bring these up. I'm sure there's, you know, I mean, look at this one. Let's have a look. That's a landing page, I think, not a sales page. But now you go a live demo, and then you click live demo, and it shows you the page eventually. Can you see how we can, you know, completely different looking page, but just fill in the blanks? Benefits could be bullets. Can you see how this is actually working as well? You know, that could be bullets. Absolutely amazing software, guys. You know, you can see how you just go in and just chop and change. You can put test in. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I actually love this template, by the way. This is a fantastic template. So you can see how you can just use your imagination, find the templates to suit you. But that is a fantastic template. $12. Or join the clubhouse, you might get it free. Okay? Brilliant, brilliant software. I can't recommend it high enough, okay? Well, just be, you know, I'm just showing you, you know, if I go back, I've just shown you from scratch. This doesn't look very good at all. You know, if you compare that to the last template I've just shown you. You know, but you have to imagine this as a finished article. It will take me a few days with a nice, you know, a video, you know, looking good just by playing around with Optimizer Press. Okay? Is there any study or tracking being done on the differences between conversions on short sales pages and longer sales pages? Maybe a short one with a video. The common sort of knowledge is that a video at the top of a sales page, this sort of style converts best. But you should split test. You know, if I had a video here, okay, let's say this video was 8 or 9 minutes long, and I had all of my copy. You can have 3 different pages. You can have video only, you can have text only, you can have hybrid, which is a combination of both. With JVZoo, you can easily split test those 3 options. Okay? You never know truly what will convert better unless you split test. Yeah, if you've spent, you know, 3 months creating a product, you know it inside out, you will be passionate. And again, this goes down to quickly turning a product around, which can work, don't get me wrong, or putting a lot of time and effort into it. And just, if you do that, you will be passionate. And yeah, you have to believe in the product as well. I mean, if the product doesn't deliver, ultimately the product has to deliver on what the sales page promises. And if it doesn't do that, then you're going to run into problems. But if you know it delivers, I know my traffic product works. That comes across in your copy. Writing, guys. Okay, I'm going to call it a day there. Just remember, you know where I am if you need anything. Obviously, johnthornhill.com/support.